If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
How are you today, Lou?
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful, gorgeous day. Yeah. I'm great.
I bet you're doing work. What are you doing?
I was working on installing new stackable washer and dryer just literally before we talked.
You're always working. Someone is asking where to find a list of advertisers from your show. Is there a list available?
There's not a list. It's very funny, Lisa. I've been doing this a very long time, and 30 years ago, before when the show was new and I had all these contractors that I worked with as a home builder, I printed up a list, and I used to have people send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. And then I would my wife and I would be in the basement stuffing these envelopes and we would send them out. So it's not a bad idea, but there is nothing like that currently. So I'll have to take that under advisement. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think so. One of our listeners says, I have something called a catch basin in my backyard. It was repaired a few years ago. Nothing wrong with it. But is it good to have it or should I get rid of it? How is it in terms of flooding?
Well, catch basins can serve a couple of different functions. If you live in the city of Chicago, it's very common that there are catch basins that went from the kitchen sink, place to grab grease. Many times, downspouts would also be directed in the rear of a home in the city of Chicago, and then the sewer line goes, it rises up and then drains into the main sewer line. So it does serve a function. It does need to be maintained and cleaned occasionally. As far as eliminating it, again, not sure where the person lives, but city of Chicago still requires a catch basin. Now, there are mechanical versions that can go in a kitchen now. So I would say just maintain it, keep an eye on it. From a flooding standpoint, it's usually not an issue, but it's a good thing to have.
All right. Someone would like me to ask you about basement dehumidifiers. I'm in the market for one. I've used them for years, but my last two only lasted 3 years each. My original lasted 30 plus years. Any tips on how to buy a new one, take care of it so it lasts longer than 3 years?
Well, speaking of a list of sponsors, PermaSeal installs something called a SaniDry, which is a more robust commercial grade dehumidifier and air filter. And so, you know, something like that, I'm going to ballpark it, might cost $2,500 to have installed. I'm within the realm of how much it costs. Your dehumidifiers that you only last every 3 years, you're probably spending somewhere between $500 and $700 on each one. The expectation of the SaniDry systems is at least a 10-year proposition, if not more, and it might be worth having them come and install it for you.
Okay. Dennis is on the line. Dennis, what's your question for Lou Manfredini?
I've got kitchen cabinets that have a white plastic bonded to the front of them, and a couple of places the glue's come off. It's like chipping. Is there some place I can take these things to have them redone?
Well, those are called thermal foil, and so that finish that you have on it is literally glued to the MDF, the medium density fiber board that's on those cabinets. By the time you were to take them and have someone redo them, they'd probably end up painting them, but the paint wouldn't hold up on that thermal foil material. You might be, depending on what you want to do with these, you know, there's a company called Redo Cabinets that puts new thermal foil cabinet fronts on your existing cabinets, and they can come out, measure it. It's not an inexpensive proposition, but the kitchen will look brand new when you're done, and it's a fraction of the cost of new kitchen cabinets and only takes a couple days.
Excellent. Lou, Kathy has a question. She said she needs to have her paver bricks power washed and sand filled. The company says there's a newer sand that acts like cement to fill in between the bricks. She wants to know the pros and cons on this filler.
Yeah, it's not new. It's polymeric sand. So that's what any, you know, paver company uses. And it, in fact, when it gets wet and puts in there, it sort of bonds itself together. You know, with brickwork, whether it's, you know, on a patio or the brick on your wall, the mortar or the sand that's in between there is not there to keep the bricks together. It's there to keep them apart, which is where the strength comes from. And so that polymeric sand is what they're talking about. And any good contractor, paving contractor, will use that.
Okay. Someone else said, we've discovered my new rough-sawn cedar fence is really pine. Can we stain it instead of paint it? When we do this, do we wait a year? Is your recommendation for cedar? Do we have to wait a year since it's pine?
Not with a fence, you don't need to wait a year because it's a vertical board. And so I would give it at least maybe 2-3 months. You absolutely can stain it. You absolutely should stain it. I would use a semi-transparent linseed oil-based stain and pay very close attention to the very top edges of each one of those boards that face the sky, because that's where all the damage will occur if not properly applied with a good stain.
Oh, that's a good tip. Someone else put a new interior doorknob on, and the latch sticks when the old one didn't. Is the hole too small, or how do I fix it?
Here's my lipstick trick. I'm one of the only carpenters that carry a tube of lipstick on his tool belt. Take a tube, a colored lipstick on that latch, then hold the knob open so the latch is inside, close the door, release the latch, then turn the knob again. Now pay attention to where that lipstick left a mark on the strike. Adjust the strike and you should be good to go.
Holy smokes, that's cool. I would have said, Lou, why do you have lipstick? I love that. We will be listening Saturday morning, Lou. Thank you for taking all of our questions.
My pleasure. Thank you.